AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Republican leaders are sounding the alarm. The debt ceiling deadline's fast approaching, and there's no agreement on their plan to force spending cuts to agree to raising the limit.
White House and congressional staffers met through the weekend, and while President Biden yesterday refused to say how they're doing,
it never is good to characterize a negotiation in the middle of a negotiation.
McCarthy did.
There is no movement.
And he's concerned, since a bill to lift the debt ceiling needs to move through the House and Senate before the government reaches its borrowing limit.
You've got to have something done by this weekend, and we are nowhere near any of that.
The president said he thinks a deal will be struck.
I remain optimistic because I'm a congenital optimist.
Sagar Mangani, Washington.
An attack today inside the office of Virginia Congressman Jerry Conley. A man entered the office and then started swinging a metal bat at staffers. Fairfax Police Sergeant Lisa Gardner spoke to WJLA-TV.
The people inside were scared. They were hiding.
The suspect is in custody. In New Mexico, at least three people are dead, many others wounded, including police officers, during a mass shooting in the city of Farmington. The gunman was killed. We're learning more about a motorcycle club shootout in Augusta, Georgia this weekend, in which two people were killed. Authorities have charged 12 people with murder and aggravated assault for the violence that broke out at a location for the Outcast biker gang. Lots of Americans have held on to their cars even as they got older, setting a record age for vehicles on the road at an average 12.5 years, our Tom Krischer reports.
New vehicle prices have risen $48,000 on average as of April. Used vehicle prices around $29,000.
This is AP News. A federal court ruled Tesla owner Elon Musk must have his Twitter posts reviewed by a company attorney.
The settlement with the SEC required some of Musk's tweets first be approved by a Tesla attorney. It also called for Musk and Tesla to pay $20 million in civil fines over the tweets in which Musk said he had funding secured to take Tesla private. The funding wasn't secured and Tesla remains public. Musk had challenged a lower court ruling calling the pre-approval mandate a government-imposed muzzle. Julie Walker, New York.
U.S. immigration officials say that the number of migrants encountered at the southern border fell 50% over the last 3 days after the lifting of Title 42 limits. But the department says it's too soon to say why that's occurred or what it means in the long term. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.